Most of those affected are elderly men and women. Many of them fought for the United States in Laos during the Vietnam War, and as a result, many of them suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. Now they feel betrayed by the country they fought for. Vicky Selko is an attorney with the Economic Justice Institute, a Madison-based immigrant rights organization.
Many of them were promised assistance and support by the U.S. in exchange for their loyalty and their support during the Vietnam War. So for those families who've now come to the U.S. and have been surviving on very little income as it was, to have that income cut out from under them is seen as a particular betrayal.
The Hmong aren't the only refugees facing the benefits cut off. Scores of others from Albania, Kosovo, and Somalia face similar problems because of a law passed in 1996. It sets a 7-year limit on disability benefits for anyone seeking asylum in the U.S. When the limit is reached, it doesn't matter how old you are or what your disability is, you no longer qualify for federal assistance if you're not a citizen. Shua Vang works with Hmong elders at a mental health center in Madison.
When the people receive termination letters, Social Security Administration has been extremely quick to deny the appeal.
Vang is working with other refugee advocates to lobby Congress to extend the deadline for cutting off benefits. Meanwhile, private nonprofit groups are scrambling to put housing and cash support programs together to replace the federal aid. Poor English language skills has made it difficult for many elderly Hmong to pass the citizenship test, and the $300 application fee is also an obstacle. But Sue Levy of the State Refugee Service Office says government red tape is the biggest culprit.
The main obstacles have really been bureaucratic obstacles, with the immigration services having long delays in processing all of the paperwork involved.
Levy says the state has caseworkers in 6 cities around the state providing services to elderly refugees, including assistance in completing citizenship applications. Those who lose benefits can have them reinstated once they become citizens. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.